Since 2001, Chet Borowski has meticulously recorded the deaths of all coalition soldiers killed in Iraq and Afghanistan. The coalition memorial in rural Sharon Township includes flags from all the countries who've sent soldiers there. He's contacted hundreds of families to assure the accuracy of the information he posts on panels on his front lawn. So on Saturday morning, when he went out to add the names of three British soldiers killed in Afghanistan, he was outraged to find vandals had stolen three flags, including the British Union Jack.
It was just heartbreaking to me. In this case, the United Kingdom flag was stolen the same day these soldiers were blown up by a suicide bomber. That was just intolerable for me.
In previous years, vandals have stolen the floodlights that illuminate the memorial at night, and they've shot paintballs at the panels that bear the names and pictures of thousands of soldiers. Borowski says he's taken down the floodlights for now, but plans to replace the stolen flags and continue archiving the memorial online and in three-ring notebooks for visitors to stop and look at. He says he feels the soldiers' families deserve that.
You know, I think the truth matters. Details matter. Families want validation. Is maybe extra important in these wars, a validation of their son's sacrifice or their daughter's sacrifice because the controversy, the politics of war and whether we should be there or not.
Walworth County Sheriff's officials did not return phone calls for this story. Borowski says he's asked for video surveillance to prevent further incidents. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.